Hello everyone, my name is Alex and you are listening to Daily Psalm Reading. We're going to be reading Psalm 85 today and we're going to read it two times. The first time we read it, we're going to read it in the Amplified Bible, and the second time we read it, we're going to read it in the New Revised Standard Version. This is a psalm of the sons of Korah. They wrote the previous psalm, Psalm 84, and they wrote a number of other psalms. And not that we're meant to have favourites, but I think the sons of Korah might write some of my favourite psalms. They use a lot of really emotive language and often use bold nature imagery in their psalms. Well, let's see if that's true about today's psalm. So let's read together. First, from the Amplified Bible. O Lord, you have at last shown favour to your land of Canaan. You have restored from Babylon the captives of Jacob of Israel. You have forgiven the wickedness of your people. You have covered all their sin. You have withdrawn all your wrath. You have turned away from your burning anger. Restore us, O God of our salvation, and cause your indignation towards us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us and bring us to life again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your loving kindness, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear with expectant hope what God the Lord will say. For he will speak peace to his people, to his godly ones, but let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who reverently fear him and obey him with submissive wonder. That glory, the manifest presence of God, may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and truth and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Truth springs from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. Indeed, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its produce. Righteousness will go before him, and will make his footsteps into a way in which to walk. And now we read the same psalm again, but this time from the NRSV. Lord, you were favourable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You pardoned all their sin. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation towards us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, so that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and will make a path for his steps. So this is Psalm 84. And I love at the beginning how bold the words are. It doesn't start by saying, Lord, you gave us some favour, you forgave some people. But it's you forgave the iniquity of your people and pardoned all their sin. You've withdrawn all your wrath. What a great encouragement. And it helps us to remember today, sometimes we think that God is sitting there and he's angry with us. But his wrath has been turned away. His anger has been withdrawn. God isn't sitting there angry at us. But he loves us so much. And we pray that in knowing this, that we would be restored again. That even when we fall down, that we would know that God restores us. That each time we fall down, we can get back up. The psalmist says, "Will you be angry with us forever?" They know that God has already forgiven people in the past, and they want to see that again. And we even more so now that we are totally forgiven because of the blood of Jesus. But we still want to see God's steadfast love. We want to see more people revived and brought to life, to come to know the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, so that they may rejoice. There's also in verse 8, I think, a really wonderful expression. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak. We need to make sure when we remember that we're not just talking, but we're listening, that we're hearing for God's words. We're hearing what he is saying, that we're hearing his heart. And I can be guilty of this as well, of telling God either all the things I'm sorry for or all the things that I'm hoping for, and not spending enough time saying, let me hear what God the Lord will speak. And so the psalmist finishes up with some of that wonderful natural imagery which the sons of Korah often used. Faithfulness is described as being like a spring up from the ground. Righteousness comes down from the sky. The Lord gives what is good, and our land will yield its increase. When we are with the Lord, he waters us, that we may grow and see his goodness, that we may see the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. And that we will see his provision. When the land yields increase, it produces things to eat. And these are the things we want to see. Spiritual fruit, and we want to know the providing hand of our loving Father in heaven. So this has been Psalm 85. A request to once again see God's forgiveness, a reminder of what God has done, an encouragement to spend time listening to him, and a trust that we will see God's goodness producing fruit in our lives. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you, and goodbye.